With Fidelity Wealth Management, a dedicated advisor can work with you on a comprehensive plan to help you reach your wealth's full potential. Plus, you'll have access to specialists in estate planning strategies. So you're not just growing and protecting your wealth, you're sharing it. More at fidelity.com/wealth. Investment minimums apply. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE SIPC.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to the Jill on Money Show. It is, what day is it? It is Thursday, January 6th. And if I sound a little bit more enthusiastic right now, it is because this is the first day that Mark and I are recording of 2022. So we've dropped episodes. We put a bunch of stuff in the can. You probably realize that mostly because we talked about it. So I'm bringing Mark on the air to say Happy New Year, Mark. How are you?
Happy New Year. I am doing well. How are you? How was your break?
The break was great. Obviously, a little agonizing with the variant. Mark and I never got to see each other. If you did not listen to those shows yet, I was building up to saying, we're going to see each other. We're having lunch. It's going to be great. Oh, by the way, I did go down to Venero's, though, and I did get my all my pastry for Christmas Day.
Oh, very good. Good.
So I went down there. I had ordered, and so I got some of those pine nut cookies. How do you say that in Italian? What are those cookies called? You know what I'm talking about with the little pignoli nut cookies?
Yeah, that's what I call them, pignoli nut cookies.
Okay. And I got those. I went nuts. Like I got those. I got cannolis. And then I also got a bûche de Noël from a fancy French bakery on the Upper West Side. So anyway, I went downtown. I didn't see you. I still have Theo's present. I don't know. Like it's weird. We really came so close to having lunch right in the beginning parts of the variant percolating through New York City. So Mark, you pulled the plug and I agreed immediately.
Yeah, so it's probably the right decision, not because of us, but because of Theo. I'm trying my hardest to prevent him from getting sick. And with school, it's proven to be a bit challenging.
So what's up now that we're here in 2022? What's up with his schedule? Is he back in school? What are you doing?
Yeah, he starts tomorrow. I got to give him a COVID test. He has to show a negative result before he goes. So I bought some at-home tests.
Where did you find those tests, my friend?
Oh, I bought them online.
Okay. Just want to make sure. You'll send me the link. I, of course, have a bunch, but I'm worried now. I'm becoming a hoarder of tests. I'm not really. I went into one CVS that had them, and they were allowing you to buy six tests at a time, and I bought six, and I went outside, and I said to Jackie, you could go in and buy another six. And she's like, I don't know. That's really not – I don't think that's the spirit of all of this, honey. And I said, okay, you're right. Now, I'm so mad she didn't get them because you can't find them anywhere. Anyway – I miss you and I miss talking to you, even though I'm glad we had the break. And I hope everybody had a decent holiday, if not a perfect one, another imperfect one. Mark, you know, the first time I'm just looking back in time because, you know, I'm crazy. I keep everything that I write and everything that I do, which is, you know, why I have to pay up to do this stupid cloud stuff all the time. Right. And I was just looking at some of my past coverage of the COVID era. And I went back and I think I found something. I found a reference to writing about it in 2019 at the end of the year, where I think I said something as like, you know, that experts believe that we are going to be okay. It's going to be contained in. Yeah, it's going to be contained. Right. Mm.
Here we are.
Here
2022.
We are. Here we are. And I was just even looking at like stuff that I was writing about, let's say exactly 2 years ago. I was writing that market timing is unnecessary and all this stuff. But like then it started to hit the fan. You know, it is a good lesson to look back. I don't want to live in something that is, I don't want to like live in like panic state, but I also don't want to live in denial state. So that's kind of what I'm thinking about. If you have a financial question, if you have any sort of beginning of the year query, go to our brand new website. Mark worked so hard on this with Jill on Money community member Karen, and they created a fantastic website. You did a great job. You really did, Mark. It's amazing. I love how it looks. Do you want to know what my number one comment is about the website?
The number one comment that you get?
Nope, that I, about myself.
You're probably too hard on yourself, I'm guessing. What is it?
I have a large nose, and it is prominently displayed on this website. I just want to point that out, because in the cover photo, which I love, my friend Carrie Kehoe did it. So shout out to Carrie, and thank you for giving me. It's always good to have a friend who's a professional photographer. The side angle, she likes a side angle because she wanted me on the air. But every photo of me has me with my big honker right there, front and center. I'm hoping when we go down to the bottom that people are just going to be looking at Trixie on the couch behind me.
Trixie's got the right idea.
Yeah, it's a dog's life for sure. All right, so that's it. Mark, we have also one other thing. Tomorrow, we will have a big jobs report. So I'm back in the jobs report cycle. It will be the last jobs report of the year. I'm wondering, we'll see what, if, you know, about 400,000 is what's expected. If it's much different than that, we'll let you know. But I don't know. It could be a little bit off on this one simply because of the variant kicking up. You know, I don't know. We'll see. Anyway, go to the website, give us a shout, hit the contact button. Let us know if you want to come on the air. Mark says we are completely slammed with emails. Completely.
And I would just say, like, if anybody sent an email and they want to come on air, they should just resend it and say they want to come on air.
Ah, so the way to skip the line is always to let us know. Okay. And say, come on, I'll come on the air. Okay. Doug is writing us today. You ready? Stay on the air with me, Mark, so we have some fun today. My company terminated an old retirement plan at the end of 2021. And Doug says he has to choose between a lump sum or transfer the balance to an annuity. I haven't been notified of the amount, but the retirement benefit from the retirement plan was supposed to be $1,220 a month. I have a 401k with Roth and non-Roth portions, mostly non-Roth. It totals about $500,000. My wife has a retirement plan with the state and has a retirement benefit of $1,300 a month. My wife and I would like to know the best thing to do when the time comes to make the decision about the terminated plan. I'll tell you what, Doug, you're going to come on the air with us because I don't have enough information. I really want to know what the annuity is. I want to know what the benefit is. I want to know what else is going on. You don't say how old you are. You're making me nutty. Come on. Do you have anything else you want to add to this, Mark, before I move on?
No, I was going to say we need more info. I mean, I think my initial reaction probably is to take the monthly payment, but I don't know.
Yeah, we got to see. I just don't know. Here is a note from Jim. And the question is, my single 30-year-old daughter needs help in deciding how to invest her money for potential intermediate goals, such as possibly, but not definitely, purchasing a home in the next 2 to 5 years. Oh, this is always the hardest time horizon for me. She's got her emergency reserve fund, 6 to 12 months of expenses. Oh, she's currently living with Jim and working remotely. So she's got good income. That's awesome. She's got 401k and Roth accounts invested in target date funds with age appropriate, sizable stock weightings. Would a 50-50 balance fund be best for possible intermediate range goals? For 5 years, yes. For 2 years, no. 2 years is a short time. If it's really going to be more like 5 to 8 years, then 50-50, no problem. Or 3 to 8 years. But I think less than 3 years, Mark, I'm not as comfortable having 50-50. Because, you know, just consider that if we did have like sort of a more traditional recession ahead of us, not like a COVID recession where the stock market snaps back in 5 weeks or, you know, 8 weeks or whatever it is. So I think that I would prefer, if it's 2 years, then I think maybe more like a 70-30 split, as in 70 safe, 30 in stocks. 5 years, 50-50 is fine with me. Your thoughts, mister?
I agree. I mean, if you told me today she's buying a house in 2 years, I would just keep it all in cash.
Yeah, I know.
2 years, it's not a long time.
It just isn't. It really is not. Oh, this is a tough one. Corey writes, recently, my father passed away, and I was shocked at the state of his finances. He had very little saved for retirement. I've started saving for retirement about 5 years ago. I'm blindly putting money in my 401k. I don't have much direction beyond that. I've paid off my student loans. Congratulations. No debt besides monthly living expenses. In 2021, Corey put $19,500 in the 401k. Is this enough? Should I be doing more? How do I know if I'm on track? Mark, how does Corey know if he's or she's on track?
Well, I mean, that's certainly a good start. I don't know exactly what the rest of the cash flow looks like, but if you can do more, then yeah, open up an IRA or something.
Open up an IRA or a Roth IRA if you can qualify. Again, we don't know how old you are. We don't know what's going on. Send us more information, not less. See, it's terrible because what I do is I complain when they're too long. And then I complain when they're too short. There's no making me happy. Janet writes, I am 53 years old. I am single. I have one self-sufficient adult child. I rent an apartment. I plan on working until I'm 70. A federal employee making $125,000 annually, including bonus and overtime. That's good. I currently max out my thrift savings plan and the catch-up contribution. I split the contribution between traditional and Roth because I don't know which is the best option to go with since I'm currently in a higher tax bracket, but I assume the tax rates will continue to rise in the future, even though I might be in a lower bracket when I retire, since I will not have any income and plan to live off bare minimum dollars. Well, if you're making 125 grand, okay, I don't know where you are. I get that you don't have a lot of deductions, right? But if you're single and you're making 125 grand, you're in the 24% tax bracket, right? And even if you're making that, you're still in the 24% tax bracket using pre-tax or post-tax. That's kind of a funny thing. All Roth, I feel like maybe all Roth might be good. You don't say how much money you have in this account. Let's see. Let's move down. Let's see. I currently have, here it is. I have $78,000 in Roth and $220,000 in traditional. Oh, wait a second. I will receive a pension. I have a fully funded emergency fund, no debt, no other money. Mark, is it fair to imagine that if Janet has a pension, how low a bracket could she be in the future? What do you think?
She has a lot of uncertainty in this email. She says, I don't know. She says, I might be, I might not have. Using the Roth eliminates all those uncertainties. I would just use it. She's not in a very high tax bracket, and she's going to have a lot of income in retirement, and she has $200,000 in traditional. I would do it all Roth.
I think so too, especially because she's going to be, you know, just think, she's 53 and she's going to work until she's 70. So we've got 17 years of growth and also 17 years of like not knowing where tax changes are going to occur. I think you do all Roth, Janet. Don't look back, pay your taxes. It's okay. You know, I think that you're going to be in good shape. I really do. Julie writes, I have a financial planning question about what to do when changing jobs. Okay. I love this. A lot of people are leaving jobs. Julie's leaving a federal job. She's now going to be starting a university job. So she's going from a thrift savings plan to a 401k. And she goes, or is it a 403b? It's probably, I don't know whether you work for a state school or a private institution, but it could be either a 401k or a 403b. Question, do I roll over into my new plan or just start a new account at zero? I have a Roth and my spouse has a Roth IRA and 401k. I'm 47, he's 46. I like the thrift savings plan, Mark, and I'm not sure she needs to roll. What do you think?
Yeah, if it's a good plan and she's got good investment options and she's happy with it, she doesn't have to move it.
I think keep it because the thrift savings plan, I mean, we'll see what the new plan is. Maybe follow up with us and let us know what your new plan is because, and where, in the meaning when I say what it is, first of all, let us know if it's a 401k or a 403b and let us know what your options are. But the thrift savings plan, the government thrift savings plan is a very good plan. So I think it's worth keeping. Okay, now, here's the deal. It was a 2 week break. So Mark, do you want to tell me about what you watched during your 2 weeks?
I watched two things and I'm not embarrassed to admit one of them. I don't care what anyone thinks, but yeah. The first thing I watched, Amanda and I, we both agree that it's the best show on television is Ted Lasso. We were kind of late to the game mm-hmm. and we made up for some lost time and watched a ton of Ted Lasso and we just, it's just such a good show.
So good. Yeah. Great. I love it. I know. It's a great show. And then what's your other?
And the other one, which I am not embarrassed to admit, I love for one specific reason is is called Emily in Paris.
Oh, because of Paris. You are like my girlfriend. She's like, I just want to see something nice.
I don't care really much about the show. All I care about is that show takes me to Paris every week. So
I mean, it's pretty nice. Okay. Are you ready for my binge, which I did? Because remember, I took a week without Jackie and then a week together. So you want to know what I started? My friend Eddie sends me a note and he says, you have to watch this show, Babylon Berlin. Now, I had heard about Babylon Berlin. I tried to watch it and I was like, eh, I'm not that into it. But I think it's because I watched it dubbed instead of with subtitles. So it basically takes place 1929 Berlin. It's amazing. I am now close to finishing the third season. I think it's a great show. It has great production values and just so enjoyed. Next, Mark, Vigil. Now, the thing about Vigil is that it is about a Scottish investigation on a submarine. Of course, I catch every third word. When you're in Scotland, did you find this also when you're in Scotland, Mark, where it was like, you have no idea what the hell they're saying?
It's very hard, very hard.
Are they speaking the same language as I am? It's just very hard to know. Anyway, I really like this. I think it's a very good show. So Vigil was great. Coda, that movie, Child of Deaf Adults, is really good. Really a very good feel-good movie. I had a nice cry. It was perfect. I have not watched Year of the Dog. How about you?
No, I haven't watched any movies.
You have no patience for movies.
No, I do. It's just the time. It's the time factor right now.
Oh, you know what you got to watch? Encanto. Let's see if Theo likes that. That's the Disney Plus movie. I did that when I just wanted to have fun one day, a rainy day. All right, that's it for the program. Jill on Money, we are here to help you out. So if you have a question, this is what we want you to do. Go to the brand new website, Jill on Money, and click the contact button. While you're there, there's lots of stuff you can find. You can read stuff that we've written and listen to old shows, and you can check out the resource section. And I think that my resolution for the website for 2022 is to try to beef up the resource section a little bit more, Mark. So we're going to steal stuff from people. If you have ideas about resources you want on the website, let us know. We'll put it right into the resource section. Okay? Sound good? Fantastic. Thank you very, very much for listening. And we are always delighted to be with you. This is just the most fun that Mark and I have every single week. Please do something nice for someone else today. Be careful out there. I'm not going to tell you to maintain your social distance, but I'm maintaining my social distance, gang. And I'm wearing an N95 pretty much all the time. Grit, growth, grace. Thank you for listening. We'll talk to you tomorrow.